Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
The US markets rallied late in the session as President Trump moved to implement tariffs on steel and aluminium imports, but provided an immediate exemption for Mexico and Canada while allowing other countries to negotiate exclusions. That left the Dow up 94 points or 0.4%, broader S&P up 0.5%, tech-centric NASDAQ up 0.4% for its fifth consecutive rise. Just on the US economic data front, jobless claims for the week ended March 3 climbed 21,000 to 231,000. That was above economists' forecast for 220,000. But of course, the main game is tonight, our time, with the February non-farm payrolls data for the US. European markets also higher, ECB leaving interest rates on hold as expected and offered a brighter assessment of economic growth in the Eurozone. Germany's DAX gained 0.9%, France's CAC up 1.3%. Just on the ECB release overnight, they dropped the line in their statement that it would stand ready to increase the asset purchase program in terms of size and or duration if the economic outlook became less favourable. However, the ECB did reiterate that the current 30 billion euro a month stimulus program will run until the end of September 2018 or beyond if necessary. Separately, ECB President Mario Draghi said that the economic growth in the Eurozone is improving faster than the bank had anticipated, leading it to nudge up its 2018 growth forecast from 2.4%. From a reading of 2.3% previously. Central Bank also slightly reduced its 2019 inflation forecast to 1.7% from 1.9%. London's FTSE up 0.6%, although basic resources continued to lag as investors waited further information around the US tariffs. BHP Billiton was down 2.6%. Base metals are mostly lower, copper down about 1.7% to around $3.10 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel down 2.4% and zinc down 0.9%, while aluminium nudged 0.4% higher. Spot iron ore again under pressure, tumbling $2.61 or 3.4% to $73.23 a metric tonne. Gold futures easing $4.80 to $1,321.30 an ounce, that coming as the US dollar rebounded and there were further sharp falls on crude markets. Indeed, oil prices were weaker and are on course for their second consecutive weekly decline as the official weekly inventory data earlier this week continued to drag on sentiment. WTI fell $1.03 to $60.12 a barrel. Brent down 73 cents to $63.61 a barrel. Also weighing on oil prices was data that's reportedly come from market intelligence firm Genscape that showed inventories at the Cushing, Oklahoma storage hub rose by more than 290,000 barrels in the week to the 6th of March. US 10-year Treasury yields dipping 1.6 basis points to around 2.87%, and Aussie dollar weaker this morning, back under 78 cents, buying 77.86 US cents. Bank of Japan with their monetary policy meeting later today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.